The Meiri had traced world history from Adam, Adam Rishon, through the flood. And the Meiri had said that they reached a point where in history where the world attributed all kinds of strengths to different constellations or celestial beings. And this was really the beginning of the rebellion against God, the beginning of paganism. And the world was rolling in this direction till the generation of the flood, which was 600 years into Noah's life. Noah was 600 years old when the flood happened. And from the time of creation, the number of years that passed were 1656. And after the flood, they added rebellion to their sin. And some people started giving false prophecies in the name of God. That God told them to serve the following angel. You had these false prophets convincing people to be pagans and telling them, God told me to tell you, you should worship this angel. O mazal ploni, or this part of the zodiac, v'la'asot salmo v'tzurato, God told me to tell you, make his form, make his idol. V'ayu osim ken, and people did that, v'ovdim al kol hal gavah v'tachat kol etz ranan. And people would worship these figurines on any mountaintop or under any lush tree. V'yichsu lehem yicholet u'memshala meshutef timel yitbarach. And people attributed it, strengths and all kinds of godly powers to these figurines, and they believed in them together with God. They did shito. They believed that both of them controlled the world. Both had strengths, God and these figurines. So this is what people were believing. And this was the direction the world was going. This was what people were believing till the generation of the scattering, the generation of the Tower of Babel, what's called in Hebrew Dora Palaga, the generation where God scattered. Ve'az efligu b'meri, and that generation, they Dora Palaga, he's learning is the word lehaflig. So Rashi already asks, what does it mean? Lehaflig ordinarily means to set sail into the sea. So one understanding is there's a place deep in the sea, some island that's far out called Palgus. So anytime you set sail, it's called your lehaflik. You're going out towards this far out island. That's one understanding. But ordinarily we assume that lehaflik means to go far out. So if you translate Dor HaPalaga, the generation where everyone was sent far out, that's how I translated it, the generation of scattering, because each one was sent far out in a different direction. But the Meiri seems to say that they went far out in their rebellion. They surpassed everyone else in their rebellion against God. And then some false prophets stood up among the people and they said in the name of a star, Mazal ploni, kochav ploni, mitzveh kach v'kach. They started saying their prophecy in the name of the stars or the constellations, not even in the name of God. So then they went a step further. So people stopped recognizing that God existed. You reached a point where they took the next step and they said, you have to worship that star, that's the God. Initially they kept saying, God said you should worship this star. God said you should worship this constellation. In the generation of the Palaga, in that generation, suddenly they started worshiping the stars themselves. They forgot God's existence. Zichon nifrad mikerev sichlam legamre lemor lo yadanu et Hashem. And they reached a point where they were technically saying, we don't know that God exists altogether. So they attributed all strengths to the constellations. Amar naval b'libo en Elohim. These derelicts said, there is no God. והוא שאמרו עליהם בדרש, and that's what the Medrash says about them, שאמרו אבנו עושים עבדה זרה וחרב בידה כביכול כדי להורגו. The Medrash says, that generation said, we will erect a huge idol with a sword, and he will kill God. That's how the Medrash words it. So the Medrash means that they erected the idols and worshipped the idols, and in a philosophical sense, they said, we will kill God. They said, by prophesizing in the name of the stars and the constellations and the idols, we will philosophically kill the concept of God. ואצל רבותינו זל, כשיונח על הנפרדים לשון הקאה, when our sages speak about hitting or killing something that's a philosophical concept, עניינה דמיון ומשל לציור קיום מציאות, then it's an allegory. אלה שיחלישו כוח ממשלתו, what they meant was, in our prophesizing in the names of these gods, we will weaken God's rule over mankind. כמו שביארנו בקצת חיבורנו, as we've explained elsewhere, כמאמר חכמים זל, as our sages teach us in Tractate Chagiga, על מטטרון הפקוע ומחיוע. The Talmud recounts a story that the angel Matatron behaved improperly in heaven. They took him out and they beat him. Doesn't mean they beat him. So it's a metaphor. It means klomar shechlishu kochov v'tziuram. They weakened his strength. However that means. So that's what it means to hit. And uchshuyunach l'shon ariga, when the midrashim describe killing something that's godly or philosophical. אם על איזה נפרד, אם עליו יתווח כביכול, be it towards God or towards an angel or something else that's spiritual, עניינה דמיון ומשל על ציור ביטול מציאות. What it means is to remove that concept. וזה היה בזמן דור הפלגה. So when it says the generation of the פלגה wanted to kill God, it doesn't mean their goal was to directly fight him. Their goal was to philosophically, spiritually, remove the concept from humanity. והוא עניין המגדל שבנו ראשו בשמיים, אבל לא ראו את השם ניצב עליו. That's the idea that they built this huge tower. They said everyone will believe that tower is God. They built this huge tower. They said we'll make the greatest idol. And then we will thereby be able to nullify, to eradicate the concept of God from humanity. What they didn't see was that God was on top of that tower. והוא אצלי הרמוז באומרם על המגדל שליש נבלע, שליש נשרף, שליש קיים. And the Meiri is going on to explain Chazal's Medrash, what happened with that tower. We'll have to pick up with that, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow night.